Dr. Myers, are you looking forward to retirement?
I am, Heather. It's been a great journey, but, you know, Tracy and I have talked, and we're ready for the next adventure and enjoyed every minute here and all the great people, but we're excited about the new activities that we'll be involved in.
I probably should have asked Tracy that question first before asking you.
Well, and I imagine after about 2 weeks, she'll say, you know, you got to go get a job.
She'll encourage you to play more golf in a
probably,
couple weeks.
Probably. Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Tell us about, you know, just reflect. I know you've spent a lot of time reflecting over the past few months since you made your announcement to retire, but just kind of walk us through your tenure at ASU Mountain Home and what are the parts that you're going to take with you the most?
You know, in this role that I've had here and the other roles at another school, it's always about the students. And I think as I walk away, the thing that I feel best about is the life that I've spent working has been spent helping people improve their lives. That's the thing that I want to carry away with me and know that every day that I showed up, that's what I was trying to do is make that opportunity available and better for those people.
When you moved here from Blytheville, what were your expectations?
You know, we had great expectations, such a wonderful place. And we had, you know, it was a hard decision to leave Blytheville, but Tracy and I had always said we've boated here since we were married. We've always had a boat up here, been up here many, many times and said this is a place we wanted to retire in. Mm-hmm. And so when Ed's position became available, we talked and we had a discussion and said, you know, it'd be a great place to finish out the next, what I thought would be 5 or 6 years and turned into 11. But, you know, our expectations were that it is a wonderful place, you know, a great place to finish raising our son who graduated from
Mountain Home
High
mm-hmm.
School and is now an attorney in Birmingham, Alabama. You know, just wonderful community, incredible people, and just great opportunities. And so that was our expectation, and it has met every expectation.
What are your greatest accomplishments as your tenure as chancellor at ASU Mountain Home in for you? Personally,
you know, I think people will tell me the thing they like the most that I've done here is the technical center. And I'll say when Dr. Welch hired me, he said, you know, that's something that Mountain Home needs. We need more technical programs. So being able to identify that opportunity and work with the community partners and find a location and establish a technical center and create all of those programs. And with that, creating a secondary center so we could then open up those programs to our high school students, which now number somewhere in the 300. Range each semester who are either taking concurrent or secondary courses. So having those opportunities available, when I got here, we had 35 high school students. And so we're at 300 to 325 any given semester. So I think those opportunities being afforded our students is something that I would say is one of my greatest accomplishments.
And the university owns that building outright now.
We do have that building now. And as you can see, if you go by, we're expanding it by about 7,000 square feet. And that should be ready in the fall. And we'll have a plastics and extrusion component out there, as well as marine manufacturing program. So very excited about that. And truck driving is also going to be available. The classes will be there. And, of course, the course will be somewhere else here in town. But we'll be providing truck driving and CDL training in the fall also.
I heard there's a pretty cool simulator on campus that people can learn from.
Absolutely. I tried to drive it, and I'm probably not going to get a second job as a truck driver. But that'll be part of the training is we will put those students in the simulator first. And then hopefully if they don't strip those gears, they won't strip the gears in the real truck when they get in them and move forward.
Your administrative team has done an exceptional job really trying to identify workforce needs and then creating educational opportunities to meet those workforce needs here in our part of the state of Arkansas.
And that's really the role of a community college. You are created to provide that transfer option for students, but also and to provide community ed. But then the third leg of that stool is the business and industry training and working with your local community and providing that workforce readiness skill set. And we're very unique here. The boat manufacturing is something and something I noted when I got here. We are a major boat manufacturing center, not just for Arkansas, but really for the nation. And we've not ever really supported that industry the way we need to. And so the college is working hard to bring that about. And also our high school is working with us. That is an initiative underway at their Guy Berry Center at this point.
What's next on the list when you look at workforce development?
Probably for us, now that we have that property, we'll be able to perhaps put an additional building on the ground out there. We need to be looking at power sports, which would be basically the mechanics who work on your Sea-Doo, jet ski, side-by-side. We have a number, as you can see now, a number of retailers in town all have shops, but they all are in, I'm sure, need of mechanics. And so that will be a mechanics program that I think you'll see emerge in the near future.
You spoke of the partnership with Mountain Home Home High School, but the Promise Scholarship and what that has done with the partnership of Mountain Home High School and all graduates being able to attend ASU Mountain Home.
Absolutely. And when I came to Mountain Home, there was some discussion about a Promise Scholarship, and I had the opportunity to work with your dad and others on the Mountain Home Education Foundation and bring about that scholarship opportunity, which basically tells every student, not just in the high school, but in every grade in Mountain Home, that if you will just finish school here in Mountain Home and you want to go to college, there will be someone here to pay for you to go to ASU Mountain Home, whether it's a federal government grant, a state grant, or if those are lacking, then the Mountain Home Promise will kick in and pay for that tuition. So it's an incredible opportunity for our students here and a way for them to see a bright future for themselves.
Yeah, and when you look back at the past 11 years, the explosion of cost with higher education. But then here locally, when you have the Promise, you add in the scholarships that are available through the state with the lottery program. I mean, that all that has kind of coincided together, and opportunities are available for those seeking higher education.
Absolutely. There is a way for us to help you get your higher ed activity here at ASU Mountain Home paid for. If you're interested out there and you want to go to school, we'll find a way to help you get that done. And there are entities or individuals out there who will make sure that you get that opportunity. And I can promise people who are listening, the single thing that separates you in life is your ability to get an education and improve your worth as a person working. Whether it's you're working for yourself or working for someone else, as you improve your skill set, you'll be able to earn more money and have a better quality of life.
I'd be remiss if I didn't also acknowledge the partnership between the college and Baxter Health.
Absolutely. And, you know, the public schools, the hospital, the college, I call this the triplets, but we're interrelated in so many ways and so interdependent. We so depend on the hospital and the public schools, as I do think they depend on us to do our role. But we have great partnerships with our healthcare programs, and we're emerging with some new ones as we move forward. And we do have a new nursing cohort starting this fall, and we're excited about that. And just looking forward to many new and wonderful things in that arena.
The second aspect that is so crucial to this community that the college helps provide is all of the opportunities through the Shed, the Performing Arts Series, and then the opportunities that have been created with the walking trail around campus. I, for one, you know, every time I see you, I want to hug your neck because I love that walking trail so much. The disc golfers that are out there now, it's just an explosion of activity on the campus.
It is, and I really want to say it's an explosion of activity in Mountain Home. When I got here, and I know many people may remember the Future Mountain Home project that was underway as I came into town, and then we've had a couple of other projects associated with the chamber, but all of them were focused on making Mountain Home a better place to live, although it was already a wonderful place to live. And a lot of those elements involved getting millennials to want to stay here. And those millennials are so important to our labor force, so important to the health of our community, our hospital. We love our retirees, but the millennials are the people working. And we need all those folks working so we can go out and eat and enjoy our shopping and all the other things. But as part of that project, the trail was a thing envisioned, and now the city has had that in their plan. And as you can see, we are connecting. Our trail now goes underneath the bypass and will be open soon, and will connect over to McCabe Park. Ultimately, you'll be able to take a bicycle or walk or run from the college campus over to the new community center. There are plans to tie it to the library and move across, you know, 201 there with a crossing lane. But I know it also is going to move down the creek toward the high school, and I would suspect it'll eventually link with the hospital. If you think about it, biking, walking, just, you know, kids getting out of school, they can leave Pinkston and they can go to the library, or if they want to go to the McCabe Park Community Center, they'll be able to do that and not have to cross roads and be in a dangerous situation. But the recreation it provides is incredible also.
I ask you what's next on the educational opportunities. When your students talk to you about what they would like to see in terms of social or recreational, what's next on that list?
Well, as you know, we have started athletics, and I think that the campus environment has changed dramatically just with 1 year of athletics, and I think that will continue to evolve. I think you'll see this campus expand athletics in the near future. More than likely, that will require then dormitory arrangements for students, food service, and a 24/7 campus operation. So and campus activities, which would mean more campus life activities. Right now, we're a place where people get in their car, they come to campus, they get out of their car, they walk in the classroom, they go back and get in their car. So having more on-campus things happening for students and students that are staying on campus will really change the atmosphere. And it'll also change Mountain Home because you'll have students. We had a multiple of about 20 times more out of of state students on our campus last year than we've ever had in any given year. And the impact of that will be that some of those students will opt to stay in Mountain Home. Mm-hmm. Some of their families will opt to come to Mountain Home because they've explored it, discovered it, mm-hmm. because their student is here. Over time, that will change the texture of Mountain Home in that you'll have more population growth and a younger group of people who have professional skill sets available in the workforce.
You couldn't help but notice all those baseball boys that were in town. You'd see them out and about. You'd see them at restaurants. And,
absolutely.
And you just knew, hey, I bet those guys play baseball.
Absolutely. And from all over the country.
Mm-hmm. As you pack up your boxes and you've been cleaning out your office the past few days, is there anything you didn't get to that was on your list?
You know, there always are going to be those things. And yes, you mentioned the performing arts, and I think there are a number of things that we would like to have been able to do there. And the unfortunate part about my tenure is as we got our stride and got things moving, we hit COVID. And it really was a three-year turnaround. This is the first full year out of COVID where we can say we're back to somewhat normal. But having had that happen, we're not able to expand that series or create another series and look at some things. But I think you will see that in the future. There's a lot of movement in town for something like that. And I think you'll see a broader series in the future or other entertainment activities involved, because that's, you know, the cultural enrichment that comes from that, whatever kinds of shows or activities those might be, are a profound part of what the college does and can do for the community.
You have all these different things moving around the college and so much activity going on, but enrollment numbers have declined, but that's not specific just to our campus. That's a nationwide trend. How do we increase the enrollment numbers for community colleges across the nation?
It has been a harrowing experience over the last really 5 years. Mm-hmm. And we do see that decline. We have seen it here. We have stabilized our traditional enrollment, meaning that we did not see the dip that we've seen. We've been in a 3-5% dip each year for the last 5 years, and year over year, which mm-hmm. is profound. It's, you know,
15 to 20%
about 25% over that 5 year period. Nearly, but the decline has stopped. But bringing those people back, or bringing the people who haven't shown up back, is going to be a real challenge, because there's been a disconnect that's occurred. But and part of that's because the people now we're seeing were 11th, 10th, 9th graders during COVID, mm-hmm. and their school experience has been so different, mm-hmm. and their expectations or aspirations are different. So we are just continuing the message, continuing to work with our high school and junior high students, promote the positive impacts that education and higher education can have on your life and your future. And I think that's what it's going to take to get them back, is to continue to work on that and provide the great opportunities that are there for them.
Dr. Myers, I would say you've been a great friend to KTLO. Anytime we've asked you to come out and talk to us, either about good things or some things maybe you didn't want to talk about, you've never shied away. So we sure appreciate all the time that you've given us and our listeners over the years. Some would say the only problem with your tenure is it was too short.
Well, I wouldn't disagree, but, you know, there always is a time, and this is just my time, and it's just that point in our life. I have to respond to that and tell you that, you know, KTLO and everyone here has been just incredible and continue to be a voice for the community and a positive influence on things in this community and a great way to communicate your message. And hopefully people that are listening today will say, you know, I have a need to go to school, or I have a son or a grandson or granddaughter or daughter that needs to go to school, and they'll make that move to contact ASUMH and get that person enrolled.
Or if they'd like to make a financial contribution, that's always gladly accepted as well.
Absolutely.
Best of luck to you. Best of luck to Tracy as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Heather. Thank you very much.